The big mevucha in the Rishonim in the Parsha of the Meraglim and Parsha Shlach. What exactly was the chet? Halei Moshe Rabbeinu, let them send Meraglim. Halei Yeshua, send Meraglim. The Ramban is very busy with the mahalach that Hagam, that in normal situations it's legitimate to send Meraglim. Interesting Ramban at the beginning of the parasha, it's kedai to see. It's not kedai to see Rambans. You know that when I was your age, I had a chavusa every day to learn Ramban on the parasha. You know that?
For a Seder?
Not for a Seder, no. Not for a Seder. It's not Chabad here. Not for a Seder. I had a chavusa every day to learn after Shachos for 10 minutes, 15 minutes. You know that? Remember, I just remember that. I forgot about it. What? What is it? What is it? He's an accountant. What's wow?
If we don't learn Bible, we'll learn.
If you become an accountant, maybe. So, that's
or a
market share. Maybe you'll become an accountant. Or a market share. The Ramban says, the Ramban calls a mahalach that is that in Achanami, in normal situations, when you go to war, when you go to capture, the body sent Meraglim to find out strategy, the weaknesses, the strengths. But the problem was that Klal Yisrael was living a supernatural life, and they should have. The Lashon Ramban is Valdas Abayseinu Chotu. They did a chet ba'omrom nishlocha noshim lufanen. It was the chet. Shehem roim es Yeshua Hashem es Yaslam Tomer. They're living a supernatural life. They see that the Abist is doing Yeshua for them. And then he says a very interesting expression that intrigued me. He says, "V'hoyelahem l'laches achrei ha'onon." They should have followed the onon. Ela she'shama ruach l'laches. Pasuk in Yecheskel. They should have followed wherever the onon takes them. Follow the onon. Shtei in the Ramban, interesting notion that was the tain on them wasn't stam that they were living this supernatural shaleke derech ateva dika life and they wanted to go live a natural life. The onon will tell you where to go, what to do. You have an onon. Follow the onan. As they stay in Ramban. It's very interesting that later in the parasha, when Kolov and Yeshua were trying to convince Klal Yisrael that it's okay, we should go. What's the lashon? Yeshua ben Nun veKolov ben Er. V'Hashem itonu. The Abish is with us. Zokar Beinu Bechaya, what does Hashem itonu mean? Hashem itonu. Kolaymar, mitoich amud ha'onon v'amud ha'esh ha'olchem imanu. Ateroyim ki Hashem hu beis dinu itonu. The Abish is with us. We have the onon. What are you worried about? The Abish is with us. We have the onon. Is this Beinu Bechaya state more than that? State that when the onan's there, it's not just the onan gives directions. It's not just a divine GPS. The onan is called Hashem's with us. It's interesting. The Rabban says in Shmois, Bishalach. Right, what does the pasuk say in Parashat Bishalach? Hashem hoylech lifneim yoimam. Right before the Shira. So the Rabban's medayek, what's the lashon of Hashem? Hashem hoylech, says the Rabban. Kva omru shekol mokum nemer Hashem hu beis dinoi. Shashem Shoichem Betoicha on of Hoylechul of Nehem. What does it mean Hashem Hoylechul? That's an Anikov. He's an Anikov. It wasn't just a GPS. It was Hashem Itonu, Hashem Hoylechimom. Hashem is there. So there's a fascinating lesson behind all this. That means Tifer. So what was the Taina that the Rabban's saying? You're living with the Abish, the Hashem Itonu. What are you looking for? Eitzes. It's not stam A, B, C, D. It's not stam that you have a GPS. It's not stam you have Waze. Abish is with you. What are you looking for? Meraglim. You can look for Meraglim, but the Abish is with you. You're living with the Abish. So there's a fascinating Zach behind this. In Parsha Ba'al Loischo, which is our real Parsha, right? For those who keep one day. If you keep one day, that's Ba'al Loischo. 2 days. Rebumi, what do you do about Baal Yisrael? Messing this Fregen.
Still worried about it.
What?
I'm still worried about
it. Not Hamishi Eden, I'm not worried about Baal Yisrael. There's a shayla where this did on the Yochid, on the Tzibur. Either way, there's a Moedik Apostolic in last week's parasha. State, very strange pasuk. I don't know if you have noticed. Ulfiha also onam al oil. How did Klai Yisrael travel? When the onam moved. Listen to this pasuk. Api Hashem Yisu b'nei Yisrael b'pei Hashem Yachnu. They moved. Api Hashem. They camped out. Api Hashem. Ubahayricha onan al Mishkan yomim rabim. When the Mishkan was there for many days. Visham b'nei Yisrael b'shmeras Hashem v'lei so. They didn't move. The Yeshu yom mitzvah. Sometimes it was only a few days. Api Hashem Yachnu. Api Hashem Yisrael. The Yeshus Yev, sometimes was just morning to night. Oh, Yemayim HaChodesh, what's going on over here? Then Api Hashem Yachar. So the Ramban and the sixth parasha and the Sforno are very, well, there's things in the Torah, stayed a day, stayed a month, stayed a long time, stayed a long time. Zok the Ramban, the Mori Tikazach. There's all types of, the Onan caused very hard life for Klal Yisrael. First of all, the times that they stayed in a place, says the Ramban, is far where they didn't want to be. A long time. Sometimes to a place they wanted to be, and after a week they're packing out. That was a halbitzor. Then it was much bigger. There was the unexpected nature of the other. Here, I say, the Ramban decides it. The Ramban decides it. The Anon moves, stop in a place. One of the Masa Matan of Pasha's Masa. Nope. Anon's there, you unpack. They finish unpacking, set up a tent. Kids started to run around. Next morning, the other moves. Pack the rain. Go. At night, at day. You know what type of life that is? You never know. You're on wheels the whole time. So what's the shot is? So why is it Meirich? It's coming to say that that's how Klal Yisrael lived. In God said on the Eibishter. What's fascinating is that the same Ramban broadens this type of lifestyle to something much broader. It says in Parashas Re'eh Apostolic, Acharei Hashem Elokeichem Telechu. Follow the Rabbi Shalom. Says the Ramban, it's a mitzvah. Shenelech Achar Atzosli. You don't know what to do in life? Find out what the Eibishter wants. You don't know what to do in life? Find what the Eibishter wants. Achar Atzosli. Go to a Navi. Go to a Rebbe. Go to a Talmud Chacham. Lidrus is Hashem. Find out what the Eibishter want. You don't know what to do. What does the Eibishter want? What does the Eibishter want? Was will the Eibishter? Interesting. It's a mitzvah, yeah? Acharei Hashem Elokeichem Telechu. It's not a part of go find out what Das Torah says or your Rebbe says or the Pesach says because you don't know what to do. It's a mitzvah of following the Eibishter. Zok the Ramban, but the Sifri says, Acharei Hashem Elokeichem Telechu ze onon. Follow the cloud. Zokti Rabban, is that a stira to what I just said? Zokti, no. Humashi perashu she nishma v'neilach achar atzalsoi. Am I saying no? The Rabban says that the Anani Yaakov living that type of lifestyle was a life of following the Eibishter in general. It's included in the mitzvah of going after the eights of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sifri says, achar atzalsoi ze onon. And what does he learn the mitzvah? He says, it's following the eights. He says, it's al-bazach. It means following God's signal, following what the Eibishter says. Oh, you say so, follow his signal. Follow where he wants to go. Figure out where he's supposed to be going. Dovenoyu. Shteta that the lifestyle of the Ananiya Kovid wasn't just a GPS, it wasn't just the ways. Is the Pshad is that was the context of Yiddish life, of following the Eibishter. The honor was an example of that. It says by Amalek, where does it say in Parashat Kiseitze? Vayizanev b'cho kol ha-nechsholam acharecho. Amalek captured all those who were the, what's the word in English? What's
nechsholam?
The stragglers. Why were they stragglers? Says the Rashi that the Rishoyim, the Onan, kicked them out, expelled them. They were expelled out of the Onan. Why were they expelled out of the Onan? What's up with Punkt Onan? Because the Onan was for those who are following Hashem. Achar Hashem Elokeichem Telechu. That's their GPS. That's their ways in life. They follow the Eibishter. So the union of the Onan wasn't just where we're going from Parshas Matos, from Divlo Soima to that other place there, if you remember from Parshas Matos. Remember Divlo Soima? It's about following the Eibishter. It's a model for life. That was the taina that Moshe Rabbeinu said That's what that was the chet of Meraglim. You're living with the Eibishter. You're living a life with the Eibishter, Hashem Itanu. Not just in telling us where to go from place A to place B. That's the whole metzias of life. That's the whole context of life. What are you trading in it for? I want to tell you the Gazach here. The Gemara says in Shabbos Aflamet Aleph. I said Tifa Zach. The Gemara says in Shabbos Aflamet Aleph. The Gemara says in Shabbos Aflamet Aleph. I'm a Beis. That there's a malacha in the Torah called Baina. You're not allowed to build on Shabbos. You're not allowed to be Seis. You can't knock down. Says the Gemara in Laman Alfa Beis that you can only, the issue of knocking down is only if you plan to rebuild it in the same place. If you plan to rebuild it in a different place, Seiser, Almanas, Livna, Shalai Bimkram, it's not called Seiser. Fregati Gemara, what do you mean? Where do you learn out the Malachas of Mishkan? From the Mishkan. When did they knock down the oil? When they're moving on to the next place. So it's Seiser, Almanas, Livna. It's a different place. I'm not knocking it down to build it. I'm knocking it down, moving there. Everything Gemara, no, because Alpi Hashem Yachnu. They always moved Alpi Hashem, so it's always called the same place. It's not called, when I'm knocking it down in place A and I'm building in place B, it's called the same place, because it's all Alpi Hashem. That's called Seisam and As Livnes. So there's a famous marshal, and I want to add on to the marshal. There's a famous marshal, I think, of Chaim Shalevitz said, the Bumi, you'll tell us. You know the marshal of Chaim Shalevitz said, a famous marshal.
Maybe.
Very good. Famous marshal, Dr. Westreich, Shekarech. Yeah, famous marshal. That, about the baby. Right, baby sitting on his mother's lap, and they're driving in the Midbar from Brooklyn to Queens. Right? Queens is the Midbar. And I've never in Queens, so I can't even say. Yeah.
That's why it's Midbar.
What?
That's why it's Midbar.
That's why it's a Midbar? There never was a reason to go to Queens. People live there? In Queens? Yeah, Boomy, you ever in Queens? You ever in Queens? What? What? I once went on the Interborough, passed through Jamaica on the way to the airport. No, I was never in Queens. Yeah. So I was a guy's traveling from Brooklyn to Queens and the baby's sitting on the mother's lap. The famous Marshall. So, did the kid move? Or the kid's in the same place? Good Hakira. Right? That's a good one. It's a good one. Shabbos. The box. So Chaim Shalevitz said, the kid's in the same place, right? The kid's in the mother's lap. Granted, the mother's in Queens, the mother's in Brooklyn, but the kid's in the same place. It's Klai Yisrael by the Eibishter. It's like sitting on the Eibishter's lap. That's what he said. It's a good marshal. But I think the vort's much tiefer. The reason why it's all called the same place, and when I knock down in Divul HaSoima, and I'm putting up the tent in the next place, the pshat is that, listen to the tiefkeit. And I think that this is what Chaskel Levinstein said. It's not just the pshat that I'm sitting on my mother's lap. That's true. It's a good marshal. It's a nice marshal. But it's tiefer. The pshat is, when I knock down in place A, and I want to build in place B, so that's called Soyser Almanas Livnei Shalei B'mkoymoy. But if I have no interest in being in place B, so where do you want to be? What's your makom? My makom is where the Ebershah puts me. I have no interest in being in place B. I have no place A. I've been with Eibishter. So what's the name of the place? I'll ask you, where do you live? I live with Eibishter, put me. It's all the same place. That's called Tzoyis Amenas Livnes B'mekoymoy. I don't have an agenda to go to place B, because I only went to place B because Eibishter said to go to place B. That's not called my makom. That's the Oymer Gadol. I saw Lushen brought down from Chaskel Levinstein. He said, Omnam chetz from loye dafka makom asheni. They did it. Chetz loye lasu tzoyin Hashem. So that's all one place. I live where the Eibishter wants me. That's where I live. That's my address. So the Anani HaKovid created a life of A, following the Eibishter, living with the Eibishter. But more than that, living a life of Rotzen Hashem, Alpi Hashem, Acharei Hashem HaKatechu, follow the Eibishter. And then everything you do is infused with that meaning of where do I live? I live with Eibishter put me there. So it's all the same place. I was thinking of a practical implication, if there's Rishus to say. Because the other will say, what you come to talk about is Anonim, the Midbar, Achrei Hashem Talechu, the Miraglim wanted supernatural things. So I was thinking Pshat. We all know that Anani HaKovid came B'schus who? Aaron HaKoyim. Aaron HaKoyim was Reid of Shalom, Oy of Shalom. He was Isaac in Ben Ishla Ishtoi, Shtetin Pashas Chukas, when Aaron HaKohen died, Rashi brings down, all of Klai Yisrael cried. Why did all of Klai cry? the men and the women, because he made peace, he made shalom bayis. It was oiv shalom. So people think that shalom means negotiate, you work it out, calm this one down, calm that one down, get this one good midas. I want to tell you a different look at shalom bayis for those of you who claim that you want to be in shidduchim one day, Rabbi Katz. Yeah. You all know, and it could be that's the reason why Aaron HaKohen was zeicher to the Ananim. There's all types of pshatim, there's all types of terrors. You all know that, you all heard the story of Shlomo Zalman Orbach said at his wife's levaya that the minhag in Yerushalayim is to ask mechila. He said we were married 55 years, I don't have what to ask mechila. So when I was a bacher and I was engaged, I said, what's the godless of the story? You love your wife 55 years. Of course, why should you want to ask mechila from your wife? What would you do to your wife that would cause you to ask mechila? Right? Was that the Hertzberg of them?
Yeah.
When you were a bacher, I said. But I don't know, Miss Pasha. You're not married anymore? what happened? You're married. 55 years, you hear? He said, I remember I was a bacher, I heard the story. That was a big thing. Today, if you can get by the second dance that you didn't send an apology note to the kala, you're already in you're already a moiri the kashalom bayis. By the second dance, first dance still you're still up in the clouds. By the second dance already there was epis this and that and a he and a hair. Right, Lefkot? Second dance? What? In the yichurim already you sent apology note. That's quick. 55 years, he said, yeah? 55 years! Rabbi Yitzchak Ezrachi once said over that he spoke once in Paris and he said over this story. So one of the guys there in Paris thought he said 55 minutes. So he came over and he said, for 55 minutes, I could also hold myself out. He said, idiot, I said 55 years. Okay, not 55 minutes. I once heard of Rabbi Yitzchak. But there's an end to the story. He added on something. One second. He added on, you know why I didn't have to ask Mechila? Because I lived my life according to Shulchan Aruch. In fact, there was Shulchan Aruch, but Shulchan Aruch is our marriage. You know Shulchan Aruch, Shmir Shabbos Kiyor Chosay, Rabbi Orbach wrote. Other great Svarim he wrote, all types of halachas on Shemitah and on Peah and on Shvi, right? Where is it? This is a Shulchan Aruch, yeah. This is a Shulchan Aruch, how you feel in the house and how you run a marriage and how you talk and how you behave and how you look and what you do and how you do. This is a Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch that runs it. And what Shlomo Zalman was saying was that the same way that on my tombstone, you're not going to put down and say, Shlomo Zalman Orbach didn't turn on lights on Shabbos, right? He wouldn't do that. He wrote, Shmir Shabbos Kiyor Chosay. So he's saying that the same way it is, that I didn't have to ask Mechila for my wife, because I live my life according to Shulchan Aruch. Shteta that a Yid lives, that's Shalom Bayis, by the way. When a person lives Dovuk in the Eibishter, and he goes not where he wants, but he goes where the Eibishter says to go, then you have Shalom Bayis. You don't have to go, you have to go for counseling. That was Aaron HaKohen. He told people to behave. He was nice to them. He warmed them up. He said, come to Chazamin. But what's the context for Shalom? The context for Shalom is Eibishter. The context of Eibishter is follow what Eibishter says. You'll be okay. You'll be okay. You'll be fine. You do what you're supposed to do. You do what you're supposed to do. You say what you're allowed to say in halacha, what you're not allowed to say, don't say. And you follow the halachas of what it means to respect a wife and treat a wife and love a wife. And you'll follow the halachas of how to treat a husband. And there'll be Shalom. But Api Hashem Barakach, you have to live a life of with Eibishter. Follow the Eibishter. What I think is that we still have, if the mitzvah of Achrei Hashem Elokechem Telechu means follow the Eibishter's Eitzah, find out what he wants. So that means being medaktik b'halacha. Halacha, the Shulchan Aruch, is what the Eibishter wants. That's his Eitzah. And that's called going with the Eibishter. At kidekach, that the Ramban says in Parshas B'Shalach, that Hashem hoylech lefein, the Eibishter is in the onon. Because living that life of following where the Eibishter takes you, ad kidei kach, like Abchatzkel said, that's my place in the world. That's Seisir Amanas Livnos B'mkoymoy. That's called living with the Shechina. That's called Jewish life. Achrei Hashem Elokechem Telechu. So when the Meraglim came along, they wanted to trade in this whole unbelievable Zach, yeah? When a Yid trades in living with the Eibishter, he's done. And that's what... It's Moridik. That's what they said. Hashem Itanu. The Eibishter is with us. We're living a life with the Eibishter. What are you trading it in for? For all types of geopolitical, strategic decisions. Oh, but the Eibishter is with us. Follow what the Eibishter says. See what he says. See what he wants. Find out what he wants. You don't have to run your own life. And that message is still negated today, by the way, without the clouds.